Welcome, everybody, to the UncleCast on ParryGamePreserve.com. Today is Sunday, February 4th, 2007. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon, and pretty soon the Super Bowl is going to be starting up between the Colts and the Bears. So I know plenty of people are excited about that.
Today is the Super Bowl?
Indeed, and so it's, you know, it's a thing. It's happening. We'll see.
And I think it's safe to say that neither of us give a shit about that.
Well, that's largely true. We actually we have an invitation to go down the street to hang out with some friends of ours and to check out the Super Bowl today.
That's pretty interesting because I was invited to one as well that I should be at right now.
Oh, yeah. So you're skipping that in order to do this broadcast.
That's what dedication is, my friend.
Very nice.
All I have to say is there better be chicken wings left when I show up, because if I missed out on chicken wings for this, wow.
Oh, well,
I'm going to be a little upset.
You know, it means a lot to us, Uncle. It means a lot. Just, yeah, your commentary is always second to none. So we're a little late in getting started today, of course, which is, you know, coming close to running into Super Bowl trouble here for everybody, because we were up north doing some shopping, you know, hoping to find a Wii, hoping against hope, so that I don't have to sleep out on the pavement waiting for one. I keep assuming I'll walk into a store and find one, but barring that, we went to a Chinese buffet, and really, there's some pretty sketchy people there. There was one dude looking over my shoulder, staring at Helen the whole time. Another dude looking over her shoulder,
excellent,
staring at me the whole time. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So, you know, instead we went to Walmart and pretty much got the same treatment there.
They certainly are. You know, Walmart, the only store that when it sets up, you can see a direct correlation between, what is it, people seeking government-assisted benefits.
Yeah,
because the wages are so low.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Always low prices, always. So we're up there bumming around. We're trying to find some stuff that might be appropriate for the Super Bowl party that we're going to, fairly impromptu, and didn't really come up with anything decent. Go by Marshall's, pick up some chocolates. There was this watering can, kind of this porcelain. Yeah, this watering can that looks kind of like a camel. Kind of like it spouts the mouth. You know, it's very clever. So I'm thinking this would be a great gift. Why not? Bring that. But, yeah, that decided not to happen, such that, hopefully, unfortunately, we could save money for the Transformers later on. This is after our buffet experience, of course.
You know, you just make friends wherever you go, even at King's.
Yeah, exactly. We're so lucky.
It's great to be wanted, Charlie. It's a great feeling.
It really is. It really is a wonderful thing. It's something I've, you know, constantly enjoyed in life. But yes.
Yeah, so tell me about these wonderful robots you bought.
Indeed. So Walmart was great. We go in and we're back in the section with the kid-sized bicycles and the crash helmets and whatnot. And they have this kind of weird area where random stuff is on the cheap. And they have some of those kind of large-sized Transformers from the most recent series, not too long before the one that I've been collecting recently. And they were marked down from, I don't know, like the $60 price point or whatever they were getting for these guys, and down to something a little more reasonable, down to, say, $21, where I felt that I could actually justify it. It was hard to justify it before then, but it was not the Cybertron. No, it's the Cybertron ones.
So that would be Cybertron, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the ones. And so what we got is got the Metroplex and Optimus. Let me go get them here. The Galaxy Force, Optimus Prime, and the Metroplex.
So you bought Metroplex and Primus?
No, not Primus.
Oh.
No, Prime, actually. So,
okay.
And so got those two guys and then went over to where they shelved the Classics figures. And I was thinking, well, you know, let's check out what's going on in the Classics because this Walmart has good selection usually.
Yes.
Actually, and Helen's just asked me the name of the Indian character in
G.I. Joe.
That
would be Spirit.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So she is currently trying to remove his pants, I believe, for a photo shoot. It's very important.
Now, that's actually quite a daunting task because if I'm not mistaken, the original Sigma 6 Spirit has moccasin hard plastic feet.
You are so right on, as usual. Perfect, and yeah.
And I didn't even attempt to undress mine because
well, that's
of this
a good
fact. I didn't want to rip his nice pants.
Indeed, they're very nice pants, and they're hard to get off, but you're being very careful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you...
So it's for this, you know, shower scene. Yeah. So the
Oh,
little,
that's wonderful.
yeah, the shower scene with Spirit. We'll have that online soon.
Oh, I am so excited. That's a phenomenal picture, by the way.
Yeah.
Why don't you give that a plug?
Oh, well, you know, the previous picture that Helen's been working on, this, you know, it's really a crossover, the likes of which haven't been seen since Transformers and G.I. Joe. Now I think that really to see the crossover between the Sigma 6 figures and the Bratz Barbie figures, really with playsets and everything, just it's
G.I. Joe Sigma 6.
Yeah, it's gonna be spectacular. So, working on some photo essays with that. Maybe a couple shots here, a couple shots there. The Spirit shower scene and Storm Shadow and the VW.
I would actually like to see some form of a comic book.
I agree. That would be pretty hot. That may be the next step. We'll see. We'll certainly document it on the preserve as we go along.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be well categorized, well photographed, well taken care of. But yeah, I think you'd be pretty impressed with this now that now that the pants are off and he's in the shower. It's quite something.
Now this shower, does this have an actual running water action, or is it just pretend?
No, unfortunately, it's merely for props and setup only. But it is pretty impressive. It's extraordinarily highly detailed. I have to give these new props, these new kind of apartment settings that they're making, tremendous credit. And really, for the most part, he pretty much fits with it perfectly.
Now, what have you done with his composite bow and his tomahawk?
Well, they're pretty much just strewn about the bathroom, willy-nilly, if you will. But he's got a lot of extra parts. This is true. Those Sigma 6 guys, they've got that carrying case, the weapons crate, which is pretty awesome. It's like a wonderful innovation.
Oh yeah, the weapons locker. That's a wonderful, innovative packaging scheme. I find delightful.
When I first looked at the box, I didn't even understand that little foam block goes in there. It's so handy. It keeps track of everything. Just like it's really like, I don't know, gone are the days of losing stuff. And I think right now the eagle is whose wing will not stay on is currently hanging out
wonderful.
In the sink. Yeah, yeah. He's taking a bath and. Do you have the machete is hanging on the shower door? I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's really how he likes to shave while he's taking care of his libations in the morning. So really, it's quite the pastoral scene. I think you'll like it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get some photos going. But so, you know, at Walmart, we're checking this out, and I go into the Transformers aisle, and I see sitting there on the shelf some Grimlocks right away in the classic section. I'm thinking, okay, this is a pretty good sign. And I look around. There's no Jetfires there, but really it's just as well since we're lousy with Jetfires now. But I see Grimlock hanging there on the shelf, and I check him out, and it's actually the updated card version where the Jetfire, coincidentally, on the back of the Grimlock card is finally identified right.
Now, are you the proud owner of both Grimlocks?
No, I couldn't quite justify that purchase because, you know, whatever. I saw next to Grimlock on the shelf at long last Cliffjumper. And finally, Cliffjumper has made his way to the backwoods where we are and managed to pick him up today and was thinking, wow, I'm so close now. You know, so close now to having the whole thing, the set, except for Wind Charger.
It would be Cliffjumper.
Yeah, sorry, exactly. They haven't made the Wind Charger one yet. But if I'm thinking, well, if I could only find Ramjet now, I would actually have the full release of, at least so far as I've seen, the waves that they're doing of the classics. And so I'm looking around for Ramjet, kind of in the way that, you know, I've been looking around for a Wii, just thinking, oh, if I find it, that'll be nice, but there's really no reason to think it'll be here. And then, you know, there it is, there on the bottom shelf.
All, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, like, just hidden behind some stuff, classic, last one in the store. So that's cool. That's fun. So pretty much done with the standard release of classics, except for, I realized, the Toys R Us exclusive Soundwave, you know, that's still hanging around. It has that great packaging, but I don't know if maybe that'll make it to other stores. We'll see.
You see, Charlie, you think you have it all,
yeah,
and then you don't.
No, it's never.
Don't
never.
You happen to be missing the two-pack Ultra Magnus versus Thundercracker?
The Magnus two-pack, indeed. And I'm really hoping that shows up at, you know, our local Target soon. I've been watching.
That's true. That is because it is a Target exclusive,
Well,
Charlie. It is only
precisely.
available at Target stores.
Well, hopefully, or apparently not available in my Target stores, but we'll
Yeah,
see.
no, I'm looking out for that as well.
Yeah, well, when you find it, let me know. But so, okay, so we got the sound wave that's missing still, and we got that two-pack of Ultra Magnus that's missing, and Lord knows what else, but hopefully that'll be it before the movie toys. Those two.
There's always going to be the outliers, Charlie.
Yeah. But I just can't dig on the mini cons. I've kind of written them out of the list. I'm not gonna bother.
No. I mean, Mini-Cons, some people like them. I can see their appeal, but just in terms of my budget and my
Yeah.
monetary
Yeah,
resources, you
exactly.
can't buy everything, Charlie.
It's
It's just folly.
you gotta draw the line somewhere, and they just don't have any sort of intrigue to me. They aren't fancy or well, I don't know. Don't dig them. But now I feel that
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
pretty close to having the full set of the ones I'm interested in, and now it's close enough where the fact that I can feel it's time to sit down, take some pictures, and actually do the write-up of the newly released classic series on the preserve. I've got enough of them together. I can actually place it out, and there's only a few places online where that's done. And while that should really be enough for the internet, I don't feel it is, so.
Yeah, you really need to. And in addition, I mean, you need to open them up, Charlie. I mean, they just,
I know.
it upsets me that they're still in their packaging.
As well it should, but about half of them are open now,
Oh, that's good.
so it's really I'm not being a slouch about it, but I will admit I haven't opened the big ones.
Oh, Charlie. Out of those
I
three,
know,
I
I
only
know.
presently own Megatron, but
Yeah,
he is one of the most
it was impressive.
just absolutely, he's one of, he's. The only way I can describe him, he's one of the reasons why I'm interested in Transformers.
Ah,
Everything about him,
bold
with the
statement.
exception of his color. His color is kind of wonky. If you can look past his Nerf paint job,
Yeah.
he's a phenomenal item.
Well, yeah, they got to do the Nerf, keep the kids from
Precisely.
getting shot in the alley by trigger happy cops. That's just or airplanes
I
or.
actually, I heard a funny anecdote, Charlie, of bank robbers that painted their actual firearms neon green and yellow.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah. So people would think to themselves, oh, those are just water guns. And no, they weren't water guns. They were loaded firearms.
Oh, good.
So you can never really win.
You really wonder who they were trying to dupe in that situation. Like, who are they trying to fool?
Yeah.
Like, are the cops going to show up? Like, oh, they just got water guns. Let's let them go. That's
Yeah.
fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
They robbed a
But it
bank,
just
but
goes to show you.
yeah. Human nature. Another one of my very favorite topics that we could go on and on and on about.
Wow.
But yeah, so I've been sitting here looking at the laptop while we do our broadcast at these freaking eBay auctions that I've been so concerned with. And it just the comics that were released from 2001 to 2000 until now, really. First Dreamwave before they collapsed, and now the new guys that took over Dreamwave's rights, at least, and are producing them, it come in an insane myriad of varieties, like 15, 16 series, I don't know. And some dude on eBay just posted all the series individually, or all in a row, with all the stupid cover variants and crazy stuff. So you could actually sit down and buy these lots for $2 or $3. But now that we're getting up to the end, they've skyrocketed to insane prices. Which, after today's orgy of Transformers expenditures, I definitely have trouble justifying. But they're pretty interesting. It's kind of fun. I dig seeing what they do with these stories.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, I personally have never really read too many of the Transformers comic books, but it remains an element of the fandom that I would like to learn more about.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's face it, the cartoons, they're heavily marketed towards children.
Well, yeah,
And
that's
by
true.
children, I don't even mean 12, 11, 12-year-olds. We're talking 5, 6, 7-year-old kids.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, that's their primary demographic, collectors. As has been, it's almost become a saying that, one Hasbro exec had told the G.I. Joe collectors that they didn't even represent a drop in the bucket
Oh, that's
of the
nice.
actual sales of the items. And of course, everyone on the message boards freaked out about that. How could they? We spend all this money. But I would hazard a guess that that is actually the case.
Huh, probably.
That no, but that in terms of actual profit, the
Yeah.
collectors are only a drop in the bucket.
All
So,
right.
if you really want something a little bit more mature and adult out of your Transformers experience, I would say the comic books are the best place to go to.
Yeah, and really, I find what's particularly delightful about these, or it's kind of cool that artists and artistic folk, unlike you and me, who grew up with these things, the same things that we did have kind of now come into their own and have a chance to actually present these this medium in really some very updated and interesting art and taking it in new directions. So it's kind of cool to see what they did on the early Dreamwave series in 2000s, and now the Dreamwave collapsed, seeing where they're going with the stories now and the art, and having it all updated, and really it's you know,
the only thing though.
I know that it's not always the best, and there's a lot of repetition and whatnot, but I still think it's kind of interesting to see the newer art and how it's being used. And it's always fun for me and for you just to, I know, see these guys come back up and around. And of course, I've got about 55 of the original 80 old ones.
Wow, that's very impressive. I didn't even know you had that.
Yeah, I know. It just, they're lying around. And so I'm still kind of working on building up that old collection, which is awesome in its own right, of course. It becomes a little daunting in the higher issues because numbers 70 to 80 are generally fetched 20 to 30 bucks a piece, and it's tough.
G.I. Joe is actually the same way, where in the last several issues of the G.I. Joe series right before it was canceled also fetch high after value because I'm guessing not too many people bought them at the time. And then, you know, when everyone got interested in it back again later on, they went to try to complete their collection, and there weren't that many around.
Yeah, exactly. You know, standard supply and demand. How many, were there a bunch of the old G.I. Joes?
I believe there is somewhat like around 150, but don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
All right, I should look that up because that would be about twice what the Transformers are. But Uncle, I got to remind you, we're taking an intermission now, a short break, everyone, and we'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and are on Medicare, you may qualify for a free meter from Liberty Medical. You know, there are still some people who don't know that the cost of their diabetes testing supplies may be covered by Medicare. Well, if you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, your testing supplies may be covered. Here's how it works. Liberty is a Medicare participating provider. They bill Medicare and your insurance company. You pay nothing up front. Your testing supplies are delivered right to your door and no charge for shipping. You have nothing to worry about because when it's time to reorder, Liberty will remind you. They'll even send you a free meter if you qualify. Give them a call to find out. Call Liberty Medical. They can help you live a better life. Get your free meter. Call Liberty today at 1-800-903-3756.
Everybody, we're back.
Thanks for
your patience. So, you know, something I wanted to talk about a little bit was this whole concept of the Tremors-a-thon that we've been doing a little bit. People can check those out on the Game Preserve, paragamepreserve.com. And we have a new little section, just talks about Tremors-a-thons and the very few that we've done in the past. The Tremors-a-thon basically started, much as it sounds, as a viewing of the Tremors movies, 1 through 4, which really is a delightful thing. I say everybody should do it. And has grown from that into the concept of any sort of movie marathon that is absurd in length, let's say 6 hours or more, then I feel well qualifies as a Tremors-a-thon. We have done a Tremors-a-thon featuring all the Leprechaun films.
I have tremors in my pants.
Ah, it's good to see that Socrates is on board with this one. And so we did the Leprechaun movies, and most recently we did just about all of the Muppet films, including the Muppets Wizard of Oz, which really was a horrendous experience, but you know.
Now,
Charlie,
maybe you could talk about the two different types of Tremors-a-thon, the pure and the mix-up. And I would define a pure Tremors-a-thon as movies being all from the same franchise, for example, watching all of the Star Trek movies, while a more mixed one could bring in different movies from different franchises, but with similar content or subject matter. And now,
that's very well put, because, you know, certainly me being a purist, the idea of having a really well tied together theme for a movie marathon, it delights me. But for instance, there is the concept, and certainly the Muppet ones
had a good theme, but at least branched out a bit in terms of having Labyrinth and Dark Crystal and then, you know, Muppets Take Manhattan, where it all just kind of tied into that franchise, but really very different subject matter.
Right.
And so certainly an upcoming plan hinges on the fact that the other day I went to Hollywood Video, and, you know, anybody who types Computer Warriors into the Google search box will be taken immediately to my website as one of the only sorry people who discuss this toy line and its great impact upon America on the entire internet. And so I have seen the Computer Warriors cartoon some years ago, but you know, I see it on eBay now and then, and I really would like to pick up another copy so I can just see it again. It's like 30 minutes. That was its entire claim to fame in existence. And we were in Hollywood Video, and there was the videotape rack, and I was so excited because, you know, anytime there's a videotape rack, there's going to be something ridiculous on it. And I run over, and I find a couple episodes of Cops, the animated series.
Oh,
back
wow.
In the day, you know, and then I'm looking at those, and Helen points at something and says, well, that's probably something you're interested in. And I look, and God help me, it's the Computer Warriors tape in the middle of Hollywood Video on the 10 for 10 rack. So I grab it, and I'm so excited. And I carry them around the store the rest of the time and finally try to check out. And the clerk looks at me and he's just, yeah, do you understand how the sale works? And I thought I did. You know, I figured 10 for $10. By my math, that's a buck each. Fantastic. And he said, yeah, no, it's you buy one tape for $10 and you get 9 tapes for free. And while this wouldn't be bad, I guess, if there were a whole bunch of good tapes, something about, you know, what little money-saving inclination I have really kind of rang at that point. And I thought, well, you know, I really don't want to spend $10 on just these 3 miserable tapes. And other than that, really, there were, like, workout videos with, I don't know, nobody I'd ever heard of. It wasn't even awesome, like a Gary Coleman workout video or something.
Well,
so,
I take objection to that. I would love to own a Gary Coleman workout video. And I am personally upset that you did not buy me one.
No, Uncle. You see, I was saying it wasn't anything awesome like a Gary Coleman workout video. If it was, I would have gotten every copy they had and sent them to everyone I know. Don't you fear.
Oh, don't phenomenal. You fear.
Yeah, there would definitely be much Gary Coleman workout video purchasing. But
this has been another episode of How Charlie Became Destitute.
Okay.
All right, so, you know, I get up there and I find these tapes that are too expensive. I put them back, but the other day, in fact, just 2 nights ago, I chanced to stop by Hollywood Video again, and the 10 for 10 rack was now brimming over with fantastic titles, and I now felt justified in making this purchase. I was, of course, delighted to see that nobody, of course, had purchased the Computer Warriors tape in the interim since I'd put it back. So I picked up the Computer Warriors tape, the 2 Cops tapes, you know, Chud, some Doctor Who, basically 10 in mostly unrelated and entirely absurd videotapes. So the next Tremors-a-thon, the plan is the 10 movies for $10 Tremors-a-thon, and this really is your concept of the mixed event, where the movies have little to no coherent relation to each other. So that's
you see, but I like that better, because
yeah,
that really places your fates with the gods.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had intentionally constructed and selected the movies, I think it would lose something. I think the attraction to that lineup is that it was just the 10 for $10.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is a pretty strong theme linking all the movies, even if they have nothing to do with each other.
That is strong.
And I would, as an addendum, like to impart, the way you should run this is that you should not tell anyone what the movies are.
Oh, now see, that's a good thought.
And I would also wager that you yourself should totally mix up the tapes and completely randomize the order.
Oh, wow, this is getting better and better. Very good. Very good.
Excellent. So it really becomes a crapshoot.
Yeah, yeah. You just put them all in a big bag and draw them out at random.
That is phenomenal. Or maybe you could even encourage everyone and have everyone pick one tape out at a time.
Right, precisely. Precisely. That, you know, it is tough trying to convince people to show up for a 13-hour movie marathon with no further information, but I could see it happening. I could see it working, and that is really a spectacular idea in terms of keeping it sneaky. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well,
and actually, one of the best things that you can do with VHS tapes, I did this once to a friend of mine. is you can actually unscrew the case and switch the reels.
Whoa, nice. What a genius
idea. So, for example, someone might think that they had selected Predator, when in reality they had selected the Christmas special of A Small Wonder.
Oh, fantastic. And Chris smiles a big smile. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's inspired. That's why we're a good team. I like it.
It really is. You know, you could even, you know, just switch in the insides of the reels.
Yeah.
And just have people, you know, think they're going with one thing and they get another.
Man, that's really inspired.
Yeah.
I realize that the time draws short here, everyone, and some of us are ready to have a few beers and watch some commercials interrupted by a football game. And so I think that maybe we're going to roll on down that highway and, you know, unpack some classic edition Transformers and see what the next week holds.
And consume some alcoholic beverages.
That's the plan. That's the plan, Uncle. All right. Well, everybody, take care. Have a good week. Uncle, as always, it's good to talk to you. And I think,
great to talk to you, Charlie.
And we lost Socrates and Helen. They're around here somewhere. But we'll catch up with them next episode. And, you know, until then, everybody, have a good week. And keep your eyes peeled for that classic edition sound wave. We got to find that.
That's right.
All right. We'll catch you later, Uncle.
Bye, Charlie.
Later.